friends. Welcome to Ask Dr. Julie Hanks podcast. I'm so glad you're here. In each episode, I coach a listener through a tough question about mental health, personal growth, family relationships, or faith journeys. My goal is to help you think, feel, or do something differently to improve your life because you listen to this podcast. I want you to step into your power and create a life you love. Let's get started. I'd like to welcome Diana to the podcast. Hi, Diana.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here. What is your question for me today?
All right. My question is, how can I better communicate with my husband about like a boundary and issue I am having that revolves around his childhood trauma?
Okay. All right. This is a good one. So what is the boundary that you want to set or have set that he maybe isn't responding to?
I am not comfortable sleeping at his parents' house and having our child slash hopefully future children sleep in his parents' house.
Okay. Yeah. Because his parents were abusive.
His father was arrested for child molestation.
Okay. You absolutely have every right to set that boundary. My child will not stay in that home because it puts my child at risk, our child at risk. Have you said that to him?
Yes.
And what does he say?
It's like really difficult for him, obviously, because it's his father and he's done a ton of work, personal work. To like work on and feel better about it. Cause he was the oldest son who like his he was the priesthood holder in his home while things were being worked out of thing. So he feels like a lot of responsibility and left on a mission while his dad was transitioning back home. So there's probably like some family healing you missed out on.
Yeah. So his coming to terms with and healing his relationship and how he feels about his childhood trauma is totally separate from setting a boundary.
Yeah. I wish it was like, I know that.
So what does he say when you say, you know, our child will not, is it like not stay there or spend the night or what's the boundary for you?
I just don't want us to sleep in their house or in a house that he's like, I love his family and I feel like we get along really well. And I've been told that the father was like, we're members. So he was like disfellowshipped and worked really hard and like came back into the family, fully active and stuff. So like, everybody's like really okay with that, which I get,
you know, which is great.
I also grew up in the church.
Good. And
I personally don't feel like if you've harmed a child, you should ever be trusted alone with children.
I am totally with you.
I feel like most people are. Yeah,
that's okay. What does your husband say? What does he say when you say, I don't want to sleep over?
He just, I don't know. It's just like he takes it so personal. Okay. Which I get. It is.
What does he say? It's not personal, actually. It's not. It's not about him.
Yeah. He puts up a wall. He doesn't really communicate is the problem. He just gets really angry and because it's something that caused him a lot of anger and he never went to therapy, even though it was recommended. Mm-hmm. So like, he just gets angry and he like, I feel like the anger gets put on me.
Okay. In what ways? Like he yells at you. He like gives you the cold shoulder. He doesn't talk to you. What does he do?
He shuts down and he'll like go to say something in a frustrated tone and then he'll stop because he doesn't want to be mean.
Yeah.
And I can see that he's trying not to cross that line.
Okay.
But like he just is angry.
Okay. Can you let him be angry and still set the boundary and give him his anger? He hasn't resolved this.
Yeah, I think I can. Like, I try. I'm definitely like more of a people pleaser because I'm you know, woman, grew up in the church.
Yeah.
So like that's pretty common. So I try really hard to like just be like, I don't want this, but I just don't know what other options. Like, his grandma lives close, and I'm always like, can we stay at your grandma's? And he just like is like, well, that might hurt my mom's feelings.
Okay, let's do a role play. I'm gonna be you. You be him. So when we go visit for the holidays, hon, just reminding you, my boundary is we will not sleep over at your parents' house because of your dad's history of abusing children. That's not negotiable.
But they live so far away where I don't want to stay somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I want to stay where everybody else is staying.
Yeah.
I trust him and I know it'll never happen again.
Yeah. I get that you trust him and that you want to stay there and you can stay there. I am not staying there and our child is not staying there. You can stay there. I'm going to go to your grandma's house, or I'm going to get a hotel. There's a cheap one down the street. This is non-negotiable because I don't trust, even though you do, I don't trust him. And my job is to protect our child.
Mm-hmm.
So say my mom will be sad and da 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 and keep going.
Oh yeah. It'll hurt my mom's feelings. She really likes everyone to stay there. And the whole family doesn't know about this subject. So people will be really confused if we don't stay there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with your mom being sad that we're not all there. And I'm okay with people being confused. That's really not a problem for me.
Okay. I can probably do that.
So what I'm doing, I'm validating, like I'm reflecting back what he's saying, right? Like I get, this is really important to you. You're worried about this. And this is my boundary, and this is what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He can stay there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. He can stay there without us.
Yep.
Which might make him sad, but that's okay. Because
he gets to be sad.
It's okay to be sad. And yeah. Yeah.
This is tough.
Yeah. There's like another. Yeah. It's like, anytime I talk to like my parents or really close friends about it, which maybe I shouldn't talk to my parents about it because, but they're like my best friends. So maybe that's not the healthiest, but people are like, that's like such a hard, that's like one of the worst things imaginable. Like, I can't imagine what he's going through. And I feel that way too. Like, it is absolutely horrible that that happened, but like, it is one of the worst things that you can do. Granted, like apparently everybody's moved on. People don't really talk about it ever. There's not a lot of communication about it, which I understand, but I feel like it'd be healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've also expressed to him that I can explain why, that I'm not afraid to tell him my reasonings, but he does.
He's like, do not bring it up. That's breaking a family rule.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I just.
So, Diana, I think this is really about you letting go of his feeling responsible for his reaction and his feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I do care a lot about not hurting people's feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
To my detriment, you know.
And think about this. He's hurting your feelings by not listening to you. Like, what about your feelings?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not worried about that.
Right? I know. I think I've told him that before. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so your mom's feelings matter more. Your feelings matter more than like me feeling safe or me feeling safe about our child.
Right.
Cause like I was staying there before we got married. Maybe this is like too much information, but I woke up with his father standing next to me while I was sleeping. and looking at me. And I was like, yes.
In your bedroom? 20.
Well, it was, I was sharing a room with his sisters because it was before we got married and right before we got engaged. So it doesn't seem like.
That is not normal for him to go into that room. Okay. I totally 100% support you in protecting your child.
Okay.
Okay. Like non-negotiable. I don't care if he's rehabilitated. The recidivism rate is so high. The repeat offender is so high. It is just not worth taking that risk. So just listen to me. 100% you have the right to say no sleepovers, especially given that he went into a room with females sleeping and watched. Like, that's not normal. That's not okay.
Yeah. So, it doesn't matter that he could have been checking on his kids. He was next to my bed. He wasn't next to theirs.
And how old are the kids he's checking on?
Their age ranged from somebody, a daughter who was like 21 to, and then the youngest was like probably like 10 at the time.
And they don't need to be checked on in the middle of the night. We're not talking about like a 6 month old.
Yeah. It's, I'm like, 2 a.m. is a weird time to be in a bedroom. Okay.
So you trust your intuition, set the boundary. Mm-hmm. Let him have his feelings. Let his family have their feelings. It's going to be awkward. And you and your child do not ever have to sleep there ever, period.
Okay. Okay. It's nice to hear that.
Because
I have felt so restricted being able to talk about it with like other in-laws or his siblings or... So I'm like, how am I supposed to like work through this myself if like I can't talk to him? They don't want me to talk to his family.
Right, right. You are. You've kind of had to process this alone. So I'm so glad that we're talking about it today.
Me too.
Oh, good. It's good. Yeah. Are there other children who potentially may be at risk whose parents don't know about this history?
I think... He only has one other sibling who is currently married. He had a sister that got divorced. Mm-hmm. And I believe both of their spouses are aware.
Okay. So
I think in their custody issue battle, I think they're not allowed to sleep there while he's there. I think So it's not new.
Okay. So there are other people setting this same boundary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the, you know, the ex. So it's like, they're not probably going to be super excited that I'm doing the similar thing as the ex, whereas the other husband doesn't do that.
Okay.
The husband that's currently a part of the family.
And he knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. They have sons. I also have a son, so I don't know if that's the difference, if they're just not worried about it because they're boys. To me, it shouldn't really matter.
Yeah, but boys get molested, you know, very frequently. And so I really admire you for continuing to go to bat for your child and protecting your child. That's your number one job.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you doubt yourself, hear my voice. Like, I 100% support you.
Okay. Thank you. It's very relieving to hear that.
Yeah. And I would do the exact same thing. And it has nothing to do with forgiving him or like, it's a boundary that's separate from how you feel. Like, you could like him as a person and still go, and I'm not having my child sleep at your house. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really do feel that way. I think he's a pretty nice guy. He's a little awkward and a little insecure, but he's not harming anybody at the moment that I know of. So I don't mind being around him. I just think that's when that occurred in history is at night while sleeping. So I just feel like, why risk it? Even if we don't think it could happen, why risk it?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad we're talking about this. You are not the only person in this situation. There are a lot of families that deal with this, whether it's the father or uncle or cousin or there's just a lot of abuse that goes on and people don't talk about it and pretend it does, you know, in religious cultures, we tend to not talk about hard things.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you're talking about it. Your child deserves to be protected. And you're going to practice letting your husband be uncomfortable, letting his mom be uncomfortable, letting his dad be uncomfortable.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, it's hard
it,
stuff.
It like, seems so easy when I talk about it and when I like go through it in my mind. Like I have tried really hard to use I statements with him. I even like wrote a letter so that he could process it and read it in the moment without like my tone of voice. And it just feels like none of my tools have worked to like communicate.
Here's the thing. You do not have to justify it or explain it. He doesn't have to understand you. You just have to set the boundary and say, feel free to spend the night. We're not. The end. You don't, he doesn't have to understand it or agree.
Yeah. That's understandable.
So don't explain it.
That's true. If he loves me, you should respect it is where we're at. But it just seems so complicated because it is his family and it's going to, it like hurts, but I don't know. I get it. I get why he's upset. But
yeah, of course.
I want him to understand.
Yeah. But he may not understand and he may not agree.
That's true. He may not. But I feel like sometimes deep down he'd get it.
It's, even if he gets he might get it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to get it for you to set the boundary.
That's true. Yeah. I even, his little brother got engaged. So it's the first female in-law to come in. And I told her about not the history with his father because I didn't think she knew because that brother so much younger and I didn't want to be the person that told that, but I told her about him watching me sleep and I told my husband and he was like, why would you do that? And I'm like, I just wanted to keep her safe.
Yeah. They deserve to know. She deserves to know.
Yeah. I'm like, she's young and cute and, you know, is in her young early 20s and doesn't look quite like a woman. So like where I was when he watched me. So I just don't want anything worse to happen to her.
Right.
I would never forgive myself if something did happen to her.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's okay to tell your husband someone in the family needs to fill her in. And if they don't, I will. Because it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not safe.
Yeah. I just feel like everyone marrying in just has a right to know because like they're going to probably have children. And like, if you're bringing children in this world, you want to make sure the people they're surrounded with are safe. Not saying he will definitely do it again, but you just never know.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're right on. So I support you. Diana, be strong. Remember, he doesn't have to understand or agree for you to set the boundary.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do this.
This is hard.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for talking about this really tough topic on the podcast. I think it's going to help a lot of people.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I really hope so.
I think it will. So thank you again for your time today and for sharing your situation. And I'm cheering you on, okay? 100%.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Are you enjoying this podcast? Let me offer you more support and the chance to connect with other like-minded women with a Latter-day Saint background. Join my group coaching. You will be seen, heard, and you'll find a welcoming group of women. And you'll get coaching from me around topics that matter most to you. To join my group coaching, go to drjuliehanks.com/membership today and use the code podcast to get your first month free. Come try it out. Let's support each other and grow together. You are not alone. We're waiting for you. Have you ever thought, hey, I want to talk to Dr. Julie Hanks about this question? Well, now's your chance. I want to have you on my podcast. So email hello@drjuliehanks.com with your question and the reason why you want to be on the podcast. And we may just choose you for a free coaching session.